How to organize your office. I don't keep a particularly neat office because I have so many things going on at once. I have an enormous desk and a big round table, and both are usually covered with current projects that need my attention. There is order to the apparent chaos, however, and I'd rather be effective than just tidy. One journalist recently spent an afternoon at the Trump Organization in Trump Tower, and he commented that most of the offices were messy, but he also noticed that the teamwork was impressive, as was the energy level. We get a lot accomplished every day, and that's our bottom line. So it's not about how you organize your office, but how you organize the team that works in and around that office. How to dress and groom for work. Always remember, dress for the job you want, not the job you have. I can't stand to see the way some people dress for work these days. It's criminal. I'm all for people looking good, but some people take it way too far. If anyone comes into my office in sneakers or ripped clothing or attire that looks like it belongs in a nightclub, I just can't take them seriously. People want to do business with people who look good. And if you look like crap, you're not going anywhere. Clothes make the man and the woman. And if you want to be successful in life, you should start with your wardrobe. Clothing does not have to cost a fortune, but you should invest in some high-quality items that you can rotate throughout your week. It takes money to make money, and clothing is always a good investment. People these days groom themselves even worse than they dress. Dirty fingernails, stained clothing, bad breath, bad haircuts, scuffed shoes, and out-of-control facial hair. Good grooming doesn't cost money, it just costs you a little time each day. You need to check yourself in the mirror to make sure you're proud of what you're seeing there. If you appear unkempt, your business will be unkempt too. People ask me what happened to my signature red power ties. Nothing. I still have them. I just like going the gamut now. After I wore red ties, I noticed that everyone else started to wear them too. I also happened to be a little superstitious. For example, I had been thinking that red ties brought me luck, so I kept wearing them. Then one day, when I was wearing a big, bright red tie, I got creamed in a court decision. After that, I decided no more red ties for a while. I've joined the color spectrum, and I'm glad I did. How to balance work and pleasure. If during the work week, all you can think about is how many hours and minutes there are until the weekend, you'll never be a billionaire. You'll never even be a millionaire, most likely. Billionaires never wish away the minutes. Life's just too good to wish it away. I hate that phrase, TGIF, and if you want to think like me, you should hate it too. Sometimes my weekends are even busier than my Monday to Friday routine. I often get some of my best work done during the weekends when the phones die down and the fax machine stops whirring. For instance, a couple of weekends ago, I carried the Olympic torch in New York City for a portion of its route as it traveled to Athens. It was an incredible honor to be part of such an amazing tradition, and I'm proud of all the work New York City is doing currently to bring the Olympics here in 2012. That same day, I also had to do 3 shoots for The Apprentice and attend a black tie event, all on a Saturday. In between all of that activity, I managed to review some updates on my properties and make several important phone calls. I know some of those things sound like good fun, and they were, but they're also work. And I remain as committed to my job on the weekend as I do on a weekday. Success requires work 7 days per week. If you're interested in balancing work and pleasure, stop trying to balance them. Instead, make your work more pleasurable. For billionaires, work and pleasure are one and the same. Even when I'm golfing, a hobby that gives me immeasurable pleasure, I'm studying the course. If it's my own course, I'm looking for ways to improve it. And if I'm playing as a guest on another course, I'm looking for ideas and inspiration that I can adopt and use as my own.